Unit 8, Life Science. Super Taster.
Do you hate the taste of broccoli, cabbage, coffee, or even dark chocolate? You might be a super taster, someone whose sense of taste is very strong. Super tasters are particularly sensitive to bitterness, which is why they often dislike cabbage and coffee. When it comes to taste, there are three main groups of people. Around 50% of the population are medium tasters, with a normal range of sensitivity to different tastes. 25% are non-tasters who have a poor sense of taste, and the remaining 25% of people are super tasters. Super tasters have more taste buds than others, and their taste buds are more sensitive to the bitterness of a specific chemical substance found in many foods. Evidence suggests that a high percentage of Africans, Asians, and South Americans are super tasters, and that women are more likely to be super tasters than men. Why are some people super tasters? One theory is this gene has evolved to keep people safe from poisonous substances. Super tasters are better able to distinguish dangerous plants by taste. However, being a super taster might also be an evolutionary disadvantage since they have a more limited diet than medium tasters and non-tasters. Also, it was thought that, since super tasters dislike overly fatty and sugary foods, super tasters might be healthier. But new research shows that most super tasters also enjoy highly salted food, as a high salt content disguises bitterness. All in all, then, being a super taster is a mixed blessing. Super tasters suffer less from obesity, but their salty diet has a negative effect on their health. To overcome this, they need more creativity in cooking and strong willpower in their food choices.
Further reading. Do you hate the taste of coffee or green tea? If so, then you may be a super taster. Here is an easy test you can do to find out if you have a super sense of taste. This test allows you to count the number of taste buds you have. To do this, you will need some blue food coloring, a piece of paper with a 7mm wide hole in it, and a magnifying glass. Put the blue food coloring on the tip of your tongue. Your tongue will turn blue, but the area where your taste buds are will stay pink. Put the paper on your tongue and use the magnifying glass to count the number of pink dots in the hole. If there are fewer than 15, you are a non-taster. If you have between 15 and 35, you are a medium taster. Having more than 35 means you are a super taster.